Not long after Thursday morning's grand opening ceremony at the Motorsports Park in Bowling Green, the Corvettes began circling the track. The 3.1-mile track is just across the highway from the National Corvette Museum. Wendell Strode, executive director of the museum, says initially they weren't planning to have the entire course open this week.
Well, because of the great support of yourselves, corporate sponsors, Acre Club members, many other folks that have stepped up, not only do we have a 2-mile west course, we have a 1-mile east course, a 3-mile combined course, and a 22-acre paddock.
He says designs are being finalized for a control tower and a spacious garage complex. Corvettes of all different colors packed the parking lot of the Motorsports Park Thursday morning. Many owners of those cars, including Bill Thomas from Corpus Christi, Texas, were chomping at the bit to get on the track.
I haven't been on this track yet, but we had a police escort from Little Rock, and we got up to 112 miles an hour coming up here.
The museum's 20th anniversary celebration this weekend has drawn thousands of Corvette aficionados from around the country, including Mary and John Nist from Cream Ridge, New Jersey.
We know a lot of great people. We've been coming down here for 20 years, so.
And we come down twice a year, and every time we come down, we always meet other nice people that are, you know, engaged to what goes on here, and they seem to have as much enjoyment as we do.
The NISTs say they, too, would like to take a spin around the new Motorsports Park. The Corvette Museum's 20th anniversary celebration continues through Saturday in Bowling Green. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.